chipper. Lucky there, touched it like in Nemo. Hey, you can't just move out the way. That's my personal butt to lay on. You're mean. If you have a nice body, how am I not supposed to appreciate it? Especially your belly, soft as a pillow. If I was a cat, I'd sleep on it. What you mean? I'm already a cat. I only meow sometimes, and you still respond, mister, so you're not getting away with that one. And personally, I love a bit of chub and tuck, a bit of fupa. That's why I like you. You're like a big teddy bear. And those calves, the tutors would be proud. No, seriously though, when I first saw you, I just didn't pay attention much to it. Your personality won me. Anyways, self-deprecation is a no-no when you're being serious. I like a bit of something to hold at night, you know? And personally, you make me more comfortable with my body. When I saw your stretch marks for the first time, it felt like I was meeting someone who understood me. It's like it felt natural, you know? No one ever really talks about stretch marks. But really though, you don't need to worry about that. Now, where were we again? Hey! Are you? Looky here, Nugget. Your voice makes me squirm and do lame stuff like make me arouse, so don't say it's like a child's. Otherwise, I look like a pedo now. Never mind, your voice is like refreshing as fuck, you know? When I hear you, I'm just filled with warmth, and when I met you, it was like ding ding, let me just prepare my uterus. I just feel safe, happy, and secure when I'm with you. You always tell me I'm beautiful, and you remember when you saw my body. You found my lines didn't matter, and that my body was the right size for you. I remember you describing as a big, beautiful woman, to which I cringed at, but, you know, didn't really, because, you know, it made me feel really, really happy. I felt like you could never harm me, and you never have, because you're my big teddy bear, alright? I really love you, and I don't ever want to let you go, okay?